Around half of all women in the criminal justice system have experienced some kind of physical or sexual abuse in their lifetime. WUSF's Carson Frame reports on a program at the Pinellas County Jail aimed at helping them deal with that trauma.
This is a warm, welcoming place.
Hi, lady.
Big windows let the sun shine in. It's shabby chic with gauzy curtains and prayer flags hung along the walls. Women gather in a circle of chairs and their hands reach for thread, yarn, and bolts of fabric. Then they start sewing.
Right.
This place is called the Red Tent, and these women are inmates at the Pinellas County Jail. Barbara Rohde founded Red Tent in 2012 after spending several years as a facilitator with a local work release program. There, she became convinced that most incarcerated women had trauma in their backgrounds, specifically untreated, undiagnosed post-traumatic stress disorder.
And the women would share horrific stories about childhood sexual abuse, date rape, a few stories where mom would lend them to the neighborhood pedophile in exchange for drugs, and that's what they grew up with.
Rohde came to the jail with a proposal. She would volunteer her time, hire a part-time counselor with money out of her own pocket, and teach women inmates about the long-term effects of trauma and ways of coping with stress. Red Tent has been a blessing for Audrey Myers, a 59-year-old woman serving time for grand theft. This past December, Audrey fell and broke her kneecap. She was moved to the jail's medical unit.
In medical, you know, people are detoxing, they're very sick, they're homeless, and so their whole conversation is jail, prison, or drugs, which I don't want to talk about none of that.
In Red Tent, the conversations are different. Here, Barbara Rohde guides the group in a meditation exercise.
So mindfulness is all about being present in the moment. That's all we've got, ladies, is this moment. So feet on the floor, hands resting in your lap. Progressive muscle relaxation starts off with some good, deep breaths.
For a few seconds, the women fidget in their seats. Some smirk or struggle to hide nervous laughter.
Right now I'm breathing out.
And just they grow quiet. Rohde's voice feels like the room's center of gravity. In jail, this calm is no small feat. Rohde says that the meditation and sewing play a physiological role in helping the women heal.
When you allow them to do things with their hands, like the crafts we do, they produce more oxytocin, which allows them to feel safe and secure.
31-year-old Christine Kudak was sentenced to a year for burglary and dealing in stolen property. She has three kids back home in Illinois, the youngest of whom is on a ventilator.
Just emotionally, it's draining to know that at any time, if something was to happen to my child, if his oxygen level drops, at any time my son can pass away.
During her first few weeks in jail, Christine says she cried constantly from stress. Other inmates suggested that she try Red Tent.
It's empowering.
Audrey Myers, who many of the inmates call Mama Bear, has her family on her mind, too.
I'm really anxious just to be with my family and people that love me, you know, and not feeling like a stranger in a strange place.
Myers will be released from jail in a few months. She dreams of cooking big meals for her family and throwing a birthday party for her mother, who's in her 80s. But for right now, Red Tent keeps her going.
My only outing and my only escape is coming to Red Tent.
Red Tent gatherings happen three times a week. You can bet that Audrey Myers will be there for the next one. Carson Frame, WUSF 89.7 News.